Exclusive. Pro-life coalition urges GOP to advance bill repealing FACE Act, Congress must do its part. By Katherine Hamilton on May 21, 2025. A coalition of pro-life leaders sent a letter to the House Judiciary Committee urging Republican lawmakers to vote in favor of a bill that would repeal the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances FACE Act, a law weaponized by the Biden administration to target pro-life activists. Lawmakers on Wednesday will mark up H.R. 589, the FACE Act Repeal Act of 2025. The bill would get rid of the FACE Act, a law passed in 1994 that prohibits violent, threatening, damaging, and obstructive conduct intended to injure, intimidate, or interfere with the right to seek, obtain, or provide reproductive health services. The act was written to equally protect abortion clinics, pro-life pregnancy resource centers, and churches. However, 97% of FACE Act cases since the law's inception have been against pro-life advocates. Today, the House Judiciary Committee must do its part to support President Trump's effort to end the weaponization of government. We, as leaders of the pro-life movement, strongly encourage you to vote yes on today's markup of Representative Chip Roy's H.R. 589, the FACE Act Repeal Act of 2025. Reads the letter, led by Advancing American Freedom and first obtained by Breitbart News. Rep. Roy, RTX, and Senator Mike Lee, RUT, first introduced the bill in September of 2023, contending at the time that the FACE Act is an unconstitutional federal takeover of state police powers. Roy and Lee introduced the bill again in January, right before President Donald Trump pardoned more than 20 peaceful pro-life activists prosecuted by the Biden DOJ. President Trump is undertaking a massive effort to end the weaponization of the federal government, the letter reads. Repealing the FACE Act in its entirety is an excellent step in ensuring that never again will pro-life activists have the FBI knock on their front door simply for standing up for the most vulnerable in society. Since its inception, 97% of all FACE Act cases have been brought against pro-lifers. The first time the federal government brought FACE Act charges against a pro-abortion activist was only after Republicans retook control of the House of Representatives in the 2022 midterms, it continues. Data obtained by Rep. Roy's office found that in less than 4 years, Biden's DOJ accounted for more than a quarter of all 211 FACE prosecutions since the law's inception. At least 55 FACE Act cases were prosecuted during the Biden administration, only a handful of which were against pro-abortion attacks on pregnancy centers. Despite the increase in attacks against pro-life pregnancy centers and churches following the Supreme Court's Dobbs decision, President Joe Biden's Department of Justice, DOJ, often added a KKK-era conspiracy against rights charge to bolster potential sentencing time. And for a few cases, the FBI allegedly conducted early morning raids against pro-life advocates, even allegedly holding them at gunpoint in front of their families. Some of the activists targeted by the Biden DOJ include an 89-year-old communist concentration camp survivor, several grandmothers, and a Christian father of 11. President Donald Trump's DOJ issued a memorandum in late January after he pardoned the pro-life activists, pledging to end the weaponization of the FACE Act and dismissing three more FACE Act cases. While we applaud President Trump's pardoning of the FACE Act prisoners and directives to stand down and disarm FACE Act prosecutions, Congress must do its part by repealing the FACE Act, the letter notes. Off-coalition letter by Breitbart News unscribed. There is no question that future pro-abortion administrations will weaponize the law to target peaceful pro-life protesters. You must ensure that this does not happen, it continues. Again, as leaders of the pro-life movement, we respectfully ask that you support the FACE Act Repeal Act of 2025, H.R. 589, in today's markup. The letter was joined by leaders from several prominent pro-life and conservative organizations, including Students for Life of America, SBA Pro-Life America, Concerned Women for America, Catholic Vote, Liberty Council, Human Coalition, Live Action, and Family Research Council. Katherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.